Hey, it's Emily. I'm so excited to share with you that it's time for our next quarterly masterclass. Grab the Habit Hacking Masterclass Functional Fitness Edition for free at habithackingmasterclass.com, but only May 6th through the 19th. So let's face it, as busy modern moms, there has been so much confusion and overwhelm when it comes to exercise. Habit hacking your movement to support your body and your mind for life is how exercise can be sustainable and allow you to train for life. After this audio masterclass, you'll learn how to create habits to get more simple movement in your busy day, learn how movement can support your hormones, regulate your nervous system, address nagging pain solutions, and incorporate exercise that will make you feel strong from the inside out, all from the best of the best movement experts. I've brought together some amazing ladies to help serve you and help you train for life. Again, it's completely free, but only between May 6th and the 19th. So grab it at habithackingmasterclass.com and let's start training for life. Let's get to the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. You're listening to episode 248 of Habit Hack Your Health. Hey friend, welcome back to the show. I'm just kind of laughing at myself. Can I be real with you? I can be real with you, right? So I literally got out of the shower about 20 minutes ago and I was like, I have a good pocket of time to record this intro and outro I need to for this episode. So I'm literally standing here. My hair's still wet and I'm in like my leopard print robe. Like, I know I have a lot of knowledge and expertise to share with you, but also I'm a real person and I am just doing life along with you as well. It's not perfect, but we're all just doing the best we can, right? What I love also about podcasting is being able to meet and talk to some epic, epic guests. And I'm so excited to talk a little bit about habit hacking your hormones today. This is such a hot topic, and I have a great expert guest to come talk to you about that today. But I want to first ask you, have you ever felt like just something was off? Something was off with your body. Things just weren't working the way they used to. Your workouts, the way you're eating. You're like, I just don't feel like myself right now. You're like, me, I'm 42. I was like, what is going on with my body? You're Googling symptoms and you go into a deep, dark hole. And I'm pretty certain I'm in the very early stage of perimenopause. I'm meeting with a functional doctor later this summer because it's been a couple of years since I have. And I'm in my 40s now. Like, stuff happened this year. I don't know what. It's just something weird. And I'm relying on my sister as well. She's 4 years older than me. So I'm like, girl, what is going on with you? And I'm like, oh, that's weird. She's like, I know. And my mom seems to have completely blocked all memories of menopause from her memory as well. She's like, girl, I don't even remember. I don't remember. She's 70 now and she's fabulous though. But I want you to know, if you can relate to this, that you're not alone. And we should probably all take a big collective deep breath. If you feel like something is off, we're going to help you with that today. Now, there's a ton of info out there on social media about balancing or optimizing your hormones. And y'all, it's confusing, especially when you're 42 like me and you have to consider where you're at in life as well. You know, your kiddos are older. Mine are 16 and 12 now. You're probably even busier in the evenings with activities with them, right? And maybe your job is more demanding as you've climbed the corporate ladder. Or I know a lot of you have jobs and you're entrepreneurs as well, or you run your own business. Like, get it, girl. But it's your life is different than it was like in your early 20s and early 30s. And what you used to do for your health and fitness might not be working anymore for a number of reasons, not just your lifestyle, but also your hormones. Now, I don't want to forget to mention, we grew up in a time where dieting and being as little as possible was very like on brand and on trend. And we've tried a lot of diets over the years, haven't we? And that can really wreak havoc on our metabolism and the way we view health over time. And really, for better lack of words, it's put a bad taste in our mouth when it comes to health. And we think it's just all dieting. And we're like, that's not fun. I'm done with that. This is why we don't diet here and we focus on lifestyle habits, right? Now, if you want to dig a little deeper into why women have to do habits differently and how we need to see health differently, go to bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen and download my free private podcast where I break down why diet culture mentality has really messed with our view of health. And you can preview my atomic habit hacking system for women to help you dismantle that and start creating some habits in your life to make it a lifestyle and train for life versus dieting and just make your habits stick. So go grab it. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. So all of this to say, when it comes to your hormones, I think a good place to start is getting your hormone levels tested if you feel something is off and working with a functional professional like our guest today, Caitlin Schwartz. So Caitlin is an online functional coach that specializes in helping women heal from the inside out. After struggling with her own health in 2021 and a Hashimoto's diagnosis, she knew it was time to give women the testing and results they deserve. She runs Body by Kate from Fort Wayne, Indiana. She's a fellow Hoosier like me, and she's a mom to two boys, fellow boy mom, and a wife to an amazing husband. My husband's amazing too. Like, we're like kindred spirits as well. Y'all, we're talking all things nutrition, movement, and mindset habits to really help you balance out and optimize your hormones so you can look and feel your best. And these habit hacks are good for all seasons of your life because they are simple and they are back to the basics and factual, which is exactly what we need, right? So make sure to stick around to the end of the episode, as always, for my top three takeaways from this conversation with Caitlin. You got a pen and paper handy? You're going to want to take notes. Let's get into it. All right, gang, thank you again for tuning in to Habit Hack Your Health. I am so excited for you all to hear from Kate Schwartz today with Body by Kate. We are going to be talking about that training for life mentality and taking care of ourselves from the inside out, our hormones, and not overtraining for life and all of the things. So, Kate, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Same. Well, the first question I ask every guest is, what is your favorite habit hack?
Okay. My favorite habit hack. Wow. That's like a tongue twister. If you say it really quick. I love setting 15-minute timers. I will set 15-minute timers when I need to do the dishes really quick or even a workout. Like, okay, I have 15 minutes to do this. I'll set my timer, or if I don't want to, it's a really great way to get me started doing something. And it's almost like I'm trying to race the clock. And typically, once I do the 15 minutes, I'm then in the zone to continue whatever it is if I have time. So doing 15 minutes, I also apply that to my kids. They are younger. So when I have little time limits for them, they like to beat the clock and race and all of that fun stuff. So we love setting timers here.
Yeah, for sure. I do that for laundry because I hate folding laundry and I have to do that for myself. But yeah, going back to like when you're teaching your kids like responsibility and habits and chores and stuff like that, like sometimes we just have to go back to the basics and do what we're modeling for our kids too. I love that habit hack, Kate. Well, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, kind of the story, the Cliff Notes version, if you will, what led you to really who you are and what you do today?
Yeah, so I am a mom of two, like I mentioned. I am a wife as well. And I started Body by Kate quickly after COVID happened. At that time, I was working for a gym and things just weren't working out in that realm. And my husband was like, what if you turned our garage into a gym and started having clients in person? And I was like, are you sure you want me to do that? That just seems, it seemed like a lot at the time. But we went with it and I started out with a lot of in-person clients, and over the years I have slowly transitioned to online clients, and I would say 99% of my clientele is online. 2 years after that, I had my second son. I was experiencing all of these different issues. My hair was falling out. I was exhausted all the time. I couldn't lose weight to save my life, and everyone else kept telling me, this is just how it is as a mom. This is just how you feel. And I honestly wasn't willing to accept it. Like, there's no way. There is no way that this is just how I have to live my life for the rest of time. And I got some testing done and I found out I had Hashimoto's. And if anyone listening has Hashimoto's, they will know that it is an overwhelming diagnosis because you do have it for the rest of your life. It is an autoimmune disease. So my thyroid is attacking, or my body is attacking my thyroid. And it was very overwhelming to figure out what are my next steps when it comes to this diagnosis. And I decided to go the natural route and I did not get on any medication. I really focused on exercise and nutrition and supplementation. And I went into remission from Hashimoto's last year, which is really awesome. And just being overwhelmed with all of it led me to where I'm at, where I wanted to help women figure out what's happening inside of their body when we either can't get answers or we got an answer and we don't know what to do from this point. And so I started really diving into a lot of different issues that women struggle with when it comes to hormones and how I can help women when it comes to nutrition and exercise and improving symptoms, along with, looking better, because we do have that physical goal in mind, but I want women to also feel better and to be able to run with their kids and all of that fun stuff too. So that is what really led me to where I'm at today.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm sure so many women listening can relate where after we have kids, they're like, well, this is just the way you are now. And you don't have to settle for that. And we really dig deep into looking into facts versus just the feelings sometimes. And I think that's where like hormonal testing can really give you maybe some answers and help you feel maybe a little bit more seen versus like, oh, it's just not the way my body is. I can do things a little differently based on testing. So when would you recommend someone reaching out to a functional medicine doctor or whomever to get their hormones tested?
Yeah. So I do testing for my clients, but if you're starting to feel like, hey, something is really off, I don't ever recommend waiting. Go and get, if you have a doctor that's willing to do that testing, 100% go to them and ask. If you have a functional doctor that's near you that doesn't have a long wait time, I know in where I live, it seems like their wait is over a year or whatever at this point. And so, if you're able to get in, go get testing done. And just having those numbers, like you said, and having the facts over, okay, I'm feeling like this could be the answer here, or this could be what's going on. Having those numbers right in front of us is really important. Then we can see, okay, my thyroid is low, or my estrogen is really high, or whatever. And we can kind of start to correlate what we're feeling with those numbers on paper. So don't wait. If you feel crummy, go and get tested as soon as possible.
And I really feel like it's worth to mention, really be an advocate for yourself. I know I've talked to other folks on my show and either clients of mine and even just my own personal experience. I went to my regular physician probably back in 2019. No, it was 2021. Because 2019 I was training really hard for a half marathon and things, and I did great half marathon, but after that, like everything was just like
not working for me physically, nutrition-wise, anything. And so I went to my doctor and they're like, oh, well, yeah, we'll do some blood work, but you should probably just, calories in and calories out. And they did just basic blood work and they were like, yeah, you were great, you're fine. And then I went to a functional doctor and they were like, you're not in optimal health with your hormone
Right.
levels. And we were able to get me on supplementation, change the way I was moving my body, and I felt amazing. So you really have to be an advocate for yourself. And if your doctor's not giving you what is in your gut, sometimes, like, I know it's something deeper, then maybe it's time to search out even more answers in other ways too.
100%. And that's actually where I was at when after I had my second son, and they're like, oh, you're fine. I'm like, no, I'm not. There's no way I am fine. You're
I
lying.
mean, our gut knows what's up sometimes, right?
Right.
And I feel like hormone health is such a hot topic right now. And I feel like it can maybe be a little confusing for women, especially with social media. People are like, don't do this or do this or do that or do this or don't do that. And I feel like, I work with a lot of millennial moms. I believe you do too, Kate. And we've been taught to really like work out harder and eat less. And I'm wondering if you could explain if that's actually maybe a little more detrimental to our hormone health.
Yes. So it's so funny that you asked me that question because I made a post about that yesterday about how all of us who were raised, we're all millennials. I am the youngest year of millennial. So I like to be included in the millennial years. I'm happy about it. But we
Okay,
were
I'm an elder millennial. I'm like a zennial elder millennial type of
all.
person. I don't know what I am, but I'm like both. Okay, go on.
Yeah, so we were all raised in the late 90s, early 2000s when dieting was very, very big. And it was very much like eat 1200 calories, don't have any carbs, don't have any fat, basically chew ice every day. And we were put into this mentality of, oh, if I don't do these things, I am going to gain weight. And we're even seeing magazines that have. I mean, I remember as a kid walking down to me and like Jennifer Lopez gained 20 pounds and she's like plastered all over the magazine. And so we're put into this like fear of food from such a young age or even in our most important ages to be learning all of this stuff. And so what we've learned over time is that our body needs nutrients in order to function properly. And we need carbs, we need fats, we need protein. Most people should probably be eating over 1700 calories every single day if their metabolism is working properly. And just the low calorie, all of that stuff has actually just tanked our hormones in general. And I think a lot of us are seeing maybe our moms go through bad menopause or just experiencing things later in life to where they don't know how to eat now or how to support their body. And so we're trying to learn it for ourselves and for them too at the same time.
Yeah, like I remember in college, like we would get like the Abercrombie catalog or the Victoria's Secret like swim catalog, and we would cut out pictures and hang it like on our room doors as like spring break inspiration pictures and stuff. And I remember one of my roommates and her boyfriend did keto one time, and one of my roommates was like, I'm not eating any carbs like at all in general. And I was like, well, maybe I should be doing that too. Or there'd be long lines like at the rec center for the treadmill or elliptical machine. And I feel like once you reach a certain point, you like, you've tried everything, you've seen everything. So it's like, why can't we just train for life and move our bodies in a way where we're not killing ourselves and spiking our cortisol levels all over the place, where we can really do it in a way where it's sustainable and really do it in a way where it feels good too?
Yeah. And over exercising is something too during that time where it was like only run, never lift a weight in your life. And I try to tell my clients now, like, please lift weights. Please lift weights. It's so important for our bone health. And actually, there was a study that recently came out and said that more muscle mass is actually more important if you were diagnosed with cancer or something in combating that cancer diagnosis. And so there are doctors then with their cancer patients being like, you need to lift weights we need to increase your muscle mass. And so I'm happy to see that those things are coming out when it comes to how beneficial it is for things that potentially can happen for us later in life. So we're not doing things just for right now. Like you said, we're doing it for the rest of our life and to prevent things from happening and to even just support our body in that long-term health in general.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many conversations I have with my mom where I'm like, here's just like a really easy weight training program you can follow at home. Like she has small dumbbells at home and she's just like, well, I don't know. Like I remember going to like step aerobics classes with her, like at Ladies Only when I was in high school and stuff. And it's just a really hard mentality, I think, for women to grasp onto. And I remember seeing my grandma had really bad arthritis. My mom has really low bone density. And I'm like, girl, lift those weights. And it's really hard to overcome what has been so deeply ingrained in our brains. So, what are some suggestions you have, Kate, as far as movement habits to really support our hormone health?
Yeah. So I do always like to mention to my clients and to everyone that I want exercise to be something you enjoy at the same time. If I have a client who truly loves running and that's something that helps their mental health, I am not going to cut that out. Maybe we cut back a little bit depending on how much they're doing, but it's not something I want them to stop doing. So when it comes to starting a hormonal journey, I do really like to say that testing is like number one for us to see kind of what's going on. Because say we have somebody with low cortisol, we want to stimulate that cortisol. So having a workout in the morning could be really beneficial for them. And I do typically say, like, if you can move your workouts less in the evening, if possible, that's perfect. Because we don't want cortisol to spike in the evening and then you can't sleep and all of that fun stuff is happening. So when it comes to that, definitely do strength training, do a mix of cardio because we still want to promote heart health. We still want to make sure our heart is working properly. But I do like to say, like, please enjoy it. If you don't like to run, don't run. If you don't want to do the Stairmaster, don't do the Stairmaster. There are millions of other things that we can do. I do typically recommend avoiding HIIT training as long as you're in a time where you're not feeling the best. So if your body isn't processing cortisol properly, I say let's avoid HIIT training or plyometrics, anything like that, just until we can get your body functioning optimally, and then you're able to process things like that, and you're not leaving a HIIT workout feeling like, okay, I need to take a nap or whatever.
I think that's so important to note because I think sometimes, like I coach at Orange Theory and I'm always preaching to them, they're like, hey, if you want to come to class for like your mental health, just come and like walk. Come and walk on the treadmill. Don't go so hard on the rower, you know, still lift your weights in order to help support that healthy hormone health, but also that mental health too. Cause like my husband's a runner. If I was to tell him, oh, don't ever run again, he would be like, girl, you're crazy. Like he's a marathon runner, an Ironman. That's like his one of his loves. So I think that's important to note. You can dial back and still maybe figure out what's going on with the facts about your body. Ensure that you're still helping yourself out physically, but also not taking something away from somebody where if it's something just really, really true to their heart and good for their mental health, or maybe it's a community thing where they run with like a group of girlfriends or something like that. I think that's so important to note. Now, what about nutrition habits? What are some nutrition habits that could support our hormone health?
Yeah, so I really like my clients to focus in on things that make them feel good. So if I'm talking about myself personally, do I love a good cheeseburger? Yes, I do, but it doesn't always make me feel good afterwards. And so I know, okay, that's not something I can have daily. It's not something I probably will have weekly, but it is something that I will allow myself to have because I want to enjoy time with family or enjoy time with my friends and be able to enjoy food. But I do like to focus on foods that make me feel good every single day, foods that don't make me feel tired, whatever. So I really focus on that with my clients. I also focus on not having low fat foods. So when it comes to milks or yogurt, we are focusing on full fat, whole milk because it has so many nutrients in it. And when we take out the fat, typically what happens is they put filler inside of it. And so Yes, we're not eating a lot of fat, but our body needs the fat, and it also doesn't need all of these extra things that are included in it. So those are my big two. I tell all of my clients they can have dark chocolate every single day if they want to. Dark chocolate is so good for you. It has a ton of antioxidants, a ton of nutrients in it, and it's higher in fat too, which supports our hormones. So that's one I'm like, that's my prescription for all of you is dark chocolate.
That's a win-win. And I love this approach so much, Kate, because you're not saying you should not eat this. You should not eat that. This is not good for you. This is bad for you. And really just tuning in to how you feel, right? I think sometimes we're so busy with life. Sometimes we don't take cues from our own body, like, oh, when I eat this, yes, it's great in the moment, but maybe afterwards I'm in digestive distress afterwards. And I need to note that for next time, and maybe not have as much, or maybe not have it at all, or have it because you're like, hey, it's worth it to me. I'll deal with the digestive distress because it was, a special night out with my kids for their birthday and they wanted cheeseburgers. Like, it's so much more a training for life mentality where you're not restricting yourself. I love that. Now, throwing one more question in there, what are some mindset habits to support our hormonal health?
Yes. So, really getting into a space where I think we live in an age where stress is very prevalent for all of us. We're stressed about work. We're stressed about where we need to bring our kids, or we're stressing about dinner. And so, a lot of things I have my clients do is focus on their mindset around even their daily life, changing how we feel about. Okay, I have to take my kids to do this, and it's throwing off my whole day. And we kind of get into that negative mindset. And so switching it to being like, I get to do this with my kids. It's not forever. I get to go through this. Yes, it's throwing things off, but I can figure it out or whatever. And even practicing breathing techniques and practicing somatic breathing is getting really popular. And so that's a really good way to decrease our stress levels and also to awaken us in the morning. And so practicing things in our life that set us up for more positive mentality and just changing a lot of things, which I know even for myself, it's not easy to do that. It's not easy to, okay, I am, all of these things are happening. I'm so stressed out. I'm freaking out. And honestly, our stress is making it worse. When if we could calm ourselves down and we can say, okay, I'm going to take a breather, sometimes stopping for a minute, even though it seems like you don't have a minute, is really helpful to even bringing that cortisol level down and helping that hormone health. So I try to say, like, look at the positive in everything. There's always a bright side. There, things are inconvenient at times, and truly that's just life. So we need to figure out a way to where we can go through that. And I do, a lot of my clients will be like, hey, I am struggling today. And so we'll talk through it. And I always tell them, I was like, I don't have a degree in psychology, but you can always come and talk to me because I will always be there if you need. Sometimes we just need to vent, and that will change our mental health just right then and there of, okay, I can figure it out. Thank you for letting me vent. And I'm like, take a breather, because breathing truly helps us in so many ways.
Gosh, I mean, we're just so many of us are so stressed. We have so many tabs open as busy working moms, and we're so giving of ourselves and be able to support ourselves and our habits around movement and nutrition and mindset. And like you said, sometimes they just need a vent. I know when I talk to my one-on-one clients, like a lot of it, say we're talking about creating really strategic habit loops and thinking about what works best for them for their nutrition. But a lot of times we're just like, how are you? Like, really, how are you? What can we do to help support your mental health and help you de-stress, because ultimately they'll make your workouts more effective. They'll help you make choices for your food that are not based on emotions, that are just based off of, I'm hungry and I want to fuel myself, right? It's a holistic health approach that you're really promoting here, and I love it so much. I could talk to you forever, but we have to wrap things up. Where can everyone connect with you and find out more? And plus, I know you have a free gift for everyone as well.
Yes. So everyone can find more about me on Instagram. My Instagram is Body by Kate LLC. I also have a website, which is bodybykllc.com. So all of my information is on both of those platforms. If you want to reach out to me or connect with me, you can do that. And I'll also be including my free hormone guide in the show notes too. So that is linked on my website, and you will be able to sign up for that. It's sent automatically to your email. And in that hormone guide, we talk about symptoms that you're having, what they mean. I have a three-step process of here are the things that I would change immediately to improve these hormone issues that you're feeling. And it's all listed out. I think it's like 10 pages or something like that, full of tips and tricks and all that fun stuff.
That's awesome. We'll make sure to include everything in the show notes so you all can connect with Kate and get that free hormone guide. But thank you so much for this conversation and shedding light and just really just shining that light on that Training for Life philosophy that we have here. So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Caitlin, you are awesome. Thank you so much for this conversation. Like, y'all, did you take so many notes? I sure did. And I hope you feel seen after listening to this conversation. And if something does feel off, go seek medical professionals to help you out, whether that's your doctor, a functional medicine doctor, and keep digging and treating the symptoms and just don't take someone's word for it or a band-aid for it. Get to the deep roots, which Caitlin can help you do as well. I'll make sure to link everything her in the show notes, and she has a free gift for you as well. So let's talk about my three biggest takeaways. You know, we talked about exercise, we talked about nutrition, and we talked about mindset habits to support your hormones. And one of my first big takeaways was when it comes to exercise and your hormones, please lift weights. Please lift weights. Please, please, please lift weights. If you work with me one-on-one, we have a lot of conversations about weight training, giving you specific prescriptions, if you will, as a personal trainer, as far as what that looks like for you, and habit hacking that, of course. But you want to be able to help your bone density. More muscle burns fat, and we have to make sure we're strength training to be strong for life, to be able to get up and off the floor. If we fall, we want to be able to get up someday. And I know that seems like far away, and you're like, I'm not an old lady yet, like me either, but I'm training for a life, and that involves strength training. You know, we come from a culture where we used to think over-exercising and cardio. And I remember in college at the SRSC, like the rec center, there was always long sign-up sheets and long lines to get on the treadmill or the elliptical. And I would just like not want to do that. No, like they set limits, I think, for a half an hour or 45 minutes or so to stay on there and just like run your little heart out. And you have to ensure you are training for life and making exercise work in your life. But also, if there's something you love doing, you don't have to give it up. I think it's really important that Caitlin mentioned that to us. And also, if you're able to do an exercise you love, but you're like, maybe this isn't optimal for my hormone health, change it up a little bit. If you're going to Orange Theory every day, just go 3 days a week and ensure you're having active recovery in between. Go to Hot Works, go lay in the sauna, do some hot yoga, just go for a walk. There's ways to be able to still do the things you love. Second, nutrition habits. I love this so much because she said, focus on things that make you feel good. Focus on the foods that make you feel good. Good. And like she mentioned, you might love something, but how does it make you feel? Is it something you could have daily and feel like great? Probably not. Like if I was to eat pizza every day, like the amount of cheese and gluten in my system, I would probably, like my stomach would bloat so bad. But I do love pizza. So you have to decide what's worth it to you and when you want to have it so you don't miss off out on experiences and you're not restricting yourself, right? We go over this in depth inside of the food freedom, I'm sorry, the Healthy Habits Accelerator within the Food Freedom modules to really help you think about habit loops around increasing your protein intake when you decide foods are worth it to you or not, losing the guilt when it comes to emotional easing, eating, losing the guilt like if you go and have like birthday cake for your kids over the weekend, like there should not be guilt around that. And that takes some reworking and habit hacking to do that. But I love how she mentioned as far as nutrition habits for your hormones, focus on what makes you feel Good. And then lastly, mindset habits. If you are coming from a state of stress all the time, your workouts, your nutrition, nothing is going to be effective. So girl, we gotta be calm. Breathing techniques. I love box breathing, thinking about meditation apps, setting boundaries, saying no. The list goes on and on. We have quite a few mindset habit loops that we cover inside the program, because that's honestly the area I struggle with the most, and I think a lot of the ladies do as well. And you have to kind of find out how you can manage your stress, your sleep, in order to optimize your hormones and allow your workouts and your nutrition habits to support you long term. So this is definitely a holistic health approach. Make sure to go to the show notes. She has so many great resources for you guys, and go follow Caitlin on Instagram as well. So again, if you're feeling like something is off, go seek a medical professional's opinion. Your gut knows what's up. I hope you feel seen, girlfriend. I will catch up with you later this week. I'm rooting for you. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you are ready to take action in creating your own habit loops, then I want to invite you to take the 3-day Habit Loop Bootcamp email challenge. You'll learn how to create your own cue, routine, and reward from that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy that we've shared here on the show. And oh, it's also available audio only too, so you can take it on the go while your mom Ubering around town. Just go to bit.ly/habitloopbootcamp. It's linked in the show notes as well, to start taking action now. And if you love the show, the biggest way you can support me and other mamas like you is to leave a quick written review so we can help more mamas stop dieting and start training for life via habit hacking. Love and appreciate you.